Hi, this is a dictation for Ricardo. It is R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Ricardo, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, date of birth is 11-19-1982, date of accident is 7-19-2025. Chief complaints are the patient reported that he was involved in an accident leading to the chief complaints of pain in the right shoulder, right knee, lower back, right wrist, also pain in the neck and the head, moderately severe. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that allegedly occurred on 7-19-2025. The patient was a pedestrian and was walking at 1 o'clock in the morning on Lanphier, L-A-N-P-H-E-R-E, and Pilgrim, P-I-L-G-R-I-N, in West Detroit. Patient report that he was walking on the left side of the Lanphier, L-A-N-P-H-E-R-E, on a sidewalk. A car from behind hit him on the right side. But apparently, it climbed the sidewalk. Possibly the driver was drunk and it was a hit and run accident and he lost consciousness. He reported that he flew for 10 feet in the air and then landed on his right shoulder, right knee, right wrist. There are no fractured dislocation. Head was bleeding, but there was no sutures needed. X-rays were not showing any fracture. There was no fracture of the wrist either. He was taken to the emergency room at Carvel Hospital, where he was there for 5 to 6 hours. X-ray and CT scans were done, and then an arm sling was provided to him. An X-ray of the shoulder and hand was done, which was negative. Since then, he has not availed of any health care. This is a presenting illness. Patient started having headaches, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying front, back, right temple, left temple, severe. They're constant. There is no sensitivity to the light or noise. No nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Regarding the symptoms of dizziness, patient reports of symptom of TBI. Patient reports that he is suffering from dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance. He denies any loss of consciousness or seizures ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness. He denies confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration. He denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. There is no taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. No sidal anesthesia. Patient does report some anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, sleep problems. He can sleep up to 3 hours only. He does report difficulty walking, weakness and lightheadedness and fatigue. He can walk up to less than half a block and he can sit and stand up to 20-30 minutes. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a constant pain in the area of the neck, which is mostly on the side of the neck and is described to be ache. The pain is not so much in midline. Lower back pain is across and is also 8. There is no radiation of the pain to the lower extremities and no radiation to the upper extremities. Right shoulder pain is 10. Patient can do 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion without any issue. There is some pain in the right wrist, but there is no, obviously there is no fracture. X-rays were not showing any issues. There could be some tendonitis, soft tissue injury. Patient is wearing an ACE bandage. Right knee pain is between 8 to 10 and it eliminates, it causes him difficulty in walking. Please review the records for the character of the pain, intensity, ADL, the modified factor for the pain. Additional history. System review. Surgical history. Allergies. Family history. Allergy status. Employment status. Legal. And personal history. And I'll review the records for the ADLs as well as the diagnosis. Physical examination is as follows. 42-year-old African-American male, alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably. Good build, well-nourished, hydration is good. His height is 6 feet 6 inches, weight is 245. The blood pressure is 158 over 115, pulse 66, pulse ox 100. He is able to walk with a slight limp due to the right knee pain. Otherwise, he has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain, faces are noticed. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological and psychiatric musculature examination. In the musculature examination, kindly mention that there is a spasm of the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumbar muscle moderately, especially more so on the right side. And right shoulder is slightly tender and so is the right knee. Right wrist is also tender, although no fractures have been identified at the hospital when the x-rays were done. Even both SI joints are tender. Musculoskeletal examination. The dissection palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness has been discussed. It is present at bilateral SI joint. Rest of the spine is not tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Hypotonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Cervical spine is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 20, side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lermer test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Soto-Al test is negative. Thoracic spine, slump test, and Bruce test are negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Control lateral leg raise test is positive. Paga test is negative. Scamp test is negative. Budzinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are tender with positive Faber test bilaterally and Gonsalan test positive bilaterally. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection test are negative. Examination of the extremities, except for the right shoulder and right knee and right wrist, all the other extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. Examination of the right shoulder. Reveals a normally appearing shoulder, although there is a tenderness in the anterior part of the shoulder. Muscle strength is 4x5. The range of motions are limited to 120 degrees of abduction, beyond which patient has severe pain. Special tests were conducted. Hawken Kennedy test is positive. Empty Beacon test is positive. Near test is positive. Speed test is positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. Examination of the right wrist reveals no contusion, no laceration, no fractures, no dislocation. The skin is intact and there are no ulceration or laceration identified. But generalized, there is a tenderness, is possibly a tendinitis of the flexion and extensor tendons. Distally in the wrist area, there is a grip is normal and no vascular or neurological deficit notice. Reflexes are normal and there is no muscle atrophy. And signal sign, phalen sign are found to be negative. The patient do not have a pain in the hand, only in the right wrist area. Examination of the right knee reveals that the patient has no scar or erythematism. Palpation reveals mild tenderness all around the knee with minimal swelling. There is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. The range of motion is 135 from full extension. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. McMurray sign, Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is prescribed a physical therapy for 3 times a week. Covering the neck and the lower back, right shoulder, right knee. Traction massage echo therapy has been added. Patient is found disabled for work, auscult replacement and transportation. Is provided with the following medication, non-narcotic or naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Allowable 50 mg at night for GAD disorders. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours is provided for 7 days, 14 tablets. Fear sets 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 tablets are provided for headaches. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. None are available. We have requested release of records from the St. Agnes Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past investigations, none. DMEs, patient has a back brace given from the hospital and he is bandaged to the right knee and to the right wrist. Education is yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. And a dictation, thank you.